Okay, so we've been discussing the concept of Malach Shechel Gufo. We pointed out there's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Malach Shechel Gufo is defined as a malacha that is done for a purpose other than it was done in the Mishkan. And according to Rashi, Malacha Shechel Gufo is a malacha that is done with like a negative purpose. You're not interested in the Guf HaMalacha. You're doing it for some kind of negative type of purpose. A good example, according to both, is the malacha is when you trap an animal, not because you want the animal, but you're trapping the animal because you don't want it to bite you, let's say. So in that scenario, according to Rashi, you're not trapping it because it's something you desire. So you're trapping because you don't want it to do something. It's a negative purpose. According to Tosfos, trapping was done in the Mishkan because you wanted the animal to use for the Binyan HaMishkan. Here, you don't want the animal. You're not interested in the animal. You're trapping it just so it doesn't bite you for an alternative purpose, and that's called a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Okay? What's the din when it comes to malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa? I forgot already. That's correct. It's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is chayav, and Rabbi Shimon says malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is pater aval asa, which means it's an iser derabon. And how do we paskin that shaila? That's a machlekes between the Rambam and Rov Rishon. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin like Rav Yehuda Malacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa is chayv, and the Balei HaTosfos and basically everyone else paskins Malacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa is an iser drabanan, and that is how we assume lahalach. And with that in mind, with that background in mind, we started last time to touch on a very important Tosfos. And Tosfos writes over here that there's a din. The Gemara has the following din, just to refresh your memories. Hazomer, vitzorech le'etzim chayv shtayim, achas mishum zorea, ve'achas mishum kotze. If a person is zomer, what does zomer mean?
Pruning.
Not zore, zomer. If a person is pruning, so you're cutting off at the branches of the tree so that it grows better. So that certainly is the malacha of notea zorea. But you're doing it because you also want the wood. So now that you want the wood, that's also malacha of kotzer. So the Balei HaTosfos ask, wait a second. Hazomer, you're pruning. Vitzarech le'etzim, chayv shtayim. Why do you need to say vitzarech le'etzim? Oh, I'll tell you why I need the tzarech le'etzim. Because if you're doing zomer and you don't need the etzim, you don't want the etzim, so then as far as kotzer is concerned, that's a malacha she'ena tzricha le'gufa. And therefore, how could you be chayiv shtayim? So you know who needs it to say v'tzarech le'etzim? Rabbi Shimon needs it to say v'tzarech le'etzim because he holds malach hashem zgul v'spater. In order to be chayv shtayim, he needed to say v'tzarech le'etzim. Now you're chayv for kotzer and noteya. So Tosfos says, what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, do you need it to be a malacha hatzricha l'gufa?
No.
No, because he holds malach hashem zgul v'spater is chayv. So why does it say v'tzarech le'etzim according to Rabbi Yehuda? That's the kasha Tosfos. Now, again, as I mentioned last time, you could say, okay, not such a problem. We want it for Rabbi Shimon. But when the Rambam brings this halacha down in Perches Halacha Dalet Hilchos Shabbos, he says, Hazomer v'tzarech le'etzim is chayav shtayim. And he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So why does he bring the Gemara down v'tzarech le'etzim? This is the kasha of Tosfos, kasha of Tosfos Rid on the Rambam. So the Tosfos, we're going to present the answer to Tosfos. Listen very, very carefully. Tosfos says, "Vitzarech le'etzin nire de'afilu le'Rabbi Yehuda de'mechayev malacha she'ena tzrich le'gufa ba'inan tzarech le'etzin." Even Rabbi Yehuda needs those two words. Why? De'lo mikri be'etzim kofer kotzer ela be'inyan zeh. Because it is not called kotzer unless vitzarech le'etzim. It's not called kotzer. Meaning, why does Rabbi Yehuda require tzarech le'etzim? Yeah!
Definition of kotzer is tzarech le'etzim.
That's correct. The definition of kotzer in English, Yecheskel, means, how do you say kotzer in English? harvesting. What does it mean to harvest?
Gather.
Yeah. No, not to gather.
Take crops.
To take for a particular use. Merely to be oker dover migidulo, that's not called harvesting. Harvesting means you're taking because it's food, you're taking because you need the kidney, you're taking, you're harvesting for a particular use. So it says Tosis. It's not called kotzer, unless it's mitzvah le'etz. Meaning, this is not part of the definition of the malacha. I'm sorry, this is not an issue of malacha shen tzuru gufa, it's part of the definition of the malacha. Mitzvah le'etz is inherent to malachas kotzer. Good, that's important, that's great. Is Tosis done? Is Tosis done? I'd be very happy if Tosis was done. I'd be very happy if Tosis was done. Then I could answer Eli Rubin's question. But Tosis not done. I'd be very happy. You know, I'd be very happy because I would have gotten an insight into Malachas Kotzer. Amazing. But Tosis takes it another step forward. He says like this. Midi dahava akoreya amenas litfor. Umochek amenas lichtov. Ooh, that's monumental. Says Tosis, just like the almenas malachos. How many almenas malachos are there?
Six.
Eight. Six? Eight? Wow, that's a lot. Three sounds about right. Korea, what's Korea? Tearing. Almanas, lit for. Mochek, erasing. Almanas, lichtov. Soter, destroying a structure. Almanas, livnos.
Is he six?
That's three. That's three.
Yeah, but
that's three. It's Mochek, Korea, and Soter. There is a discussion we've shown whether Matir is an Amenas Malacha. What is Matir?
Untying.
Amenas Likshor. That's a question. So we'll go with three. Hold on. What is the common denominator of those three malachos? Korea, Mochek, Soter. Excuse me?
Like destructive?
Destructive. They all have a destructive quality to them. Maleches Shabbos, so why do they need to be Amenas? Why Amenas, Lichtov, Litfor, Livnos? That could be understood in one of two ways. Either it could be understood as follows. Who built the Mishkan? Bezalel. Was he a craftsman?
No.
Sure he was. Was he an artisan?
Sure
he was. Did it take a certain creative maleches machsheves capacity to build a Mishkan? Sure it did. Was the Mishkan seen as constructive or destructive? Constructive. In fact, does the Gemara not tell us in Shabbos Daf Kuvav, Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey, that Kol HaMekalkalin Pturin, that if you do a malacha derech kilkul in a destructive fashion, that you're not chayv? You're not. So why by these are you chayv? One possibility might be destructive acts on Shabbos are not chayv. But we need to go ahead and convert a destructive act into a constructive act. How do you do that? Amenas. Amenas. For example, how was Korea done in the Mishkan? How did they do Korea in the Mishkan? Where did they do Korea in the Mishkan? Where did they tear in the Mishkan? I'll tell you where they tore. Gemara tells us.
Oh, when?
Uriah. They had a Uriah. What's a Uriah?
A curtain.
Shenofal Bodarna. That, like moths, got a moth hole, like an insect started to eat into the urea. So now you got a hole in the urea. What do you want to do? You want to fix the hole. How do you fix the hole? So anyone who knows anything about fixing tapestry knows you can't just fix a hole. You got to tear it, give yourself like a seam, a larger seam to work with, and then you can sew it up in a better fashion. So how was it done in the Mishkan? It was korea tear, almanas litfor. Oh, that's constructive. Now the tearing is part of a process by which you're going to go now ahead and have a productive tefira. Okay? Korea. Korea. So where they do kriya, that's an interesting question. Oh, sorry, we did korea. What about mechika? Mechika. So where they did mechika in the Mishkan is an interesting question. Not for now. Crushing, we'll go with it. But mechika could be done to like destroy something. Or let's say you want some usable paper. It's got some writing on it. So when you go ahead and are mochek the writing on the paper, what have you just done? You've taken, you've been metaken the paper. You've now made the paper available for future writing. That's now constructive. What do we say, soter? When did they do soter in the Mishkan? All the time. David, don't fall asleep on me. All the time. So what do? They destroyed the they disassembled the Mishkan, Amanas, to do what? To rebuild it somewhere else. That's, you know, that's towards a rebuilding. So those are the Lamanas Malachos. So here's the question. Listen very, very carefully. Here's the question. Can I have a little air conditioning? Push. Do you know how to work the machine? Is there a snowflake illuminated? Is there a number?
19.
19 is good. Are there bars for fans?
Yes.
How many?
All.
So why is it not? So push the...
Can you feel it?
You can feel it. I can feel it. Okay. David Lubitz can't feel it. Okay. Here we go. You feel it? Where's the vents?
Right here.
The vent. Okay. Do me a favor. Push the down button one more time.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, where are we? Okay, Rabose, so watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Why do we have these amanas malachos? Two possibilities. One possibility is that it's destructive. These are malachos that are inherently destructive. And we need to convert a destructive malacha into a constructive malacha. How do we do so? By an amanas towards an agenda of constructivity. That's one possibility. The other possibility, listen carefully, is these malachos are the amanas malachos because that was how they were done in the Mishkan. And since that's how they were done in the Mishkan, it's part of the definition of the malacha. Allow me to explain with an illustration. You go to the bathroom on Shabbos Kodesh, and you look for, to try to identify the tissues that you're going to use. And woe is you, you find yourself sans tissues. But you have a nice roll of paper, gewaldig. Now, in order to make that roll more accessible to you, what do you need to do? You need to tear it. That's a malacha. Will there be any plan of action whatsoever to tear amanas litfor with an agenda to reattach and sew?
No.
I think not. Absolutely not. Are you allowed to, I'll say it differently, is it an iser doraisa to tear the toilet paper in that circumstance? No machlokes. It depends on this shaila. How do we view the almanas? Is this almanas?
No.
Absolutely not. But is this constructive?
Yes.
Yes. So if you assume amanas, it's not part of the definition of the malacha. It's not the definition. It's just an example, a way of taking destructive and making constructive. So this would be an issur d'oraisa. If, however, no, the definition of the malacha is korea amanas litfor. This is not amanas litfor. So worst case scenario, it's going to be an issur d'rabban. Now, halach lamaisa. Interesting question. Are you allowed to tear the toilet paper? If you're talking about an issur d'rabbanan, now we have kavod abrios. The makom kavod abrios, brachos daf yates, there is no issur d'rabbanan. And it's mutter. But if you hold this issur d'oraisa, does kavod abrios waive Lavin Doraisa? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So what do you have to do? You have to get this down to an Issa Drabanan. How do you get it down to an Issa Drabanan? A Shinui. If you tear it with a Shinui, now it's a Drabanan. Now you're at the world of Kavod Abrius. That's going to be a Nafkamina. A Nafkamina.
Oh,
Ilan, give me 21. Bring it up to 21. Now.
Maybe that's your Moshe's dotted line?
No, that's a different issue. That's a different issue. So there's another malacha, I'll just mention it, called mechatech, cutting to a size. So therefore, when that situation, we cut the toilet paper off the perforations with a shinui, because we're choshish for this other shita, and therefore with your teeth, with your elbows, whatever, and then you can use the toilet paper. Is this clear? Is this clear? Okay, that's an illustration of this idea. 1 second. There's a gemara. You ever buy a suit? Jack, you must have bought a suit once in a while. You bought a suit. Well, when you buy your suit, you ever try and stick your hand in the pocket of the suit?
You have to get rid of it.
So you have a problem. What's the problem? For some reason, I have not figured this out, why they do this. I do know, but it still doesn't make any sense. They sew up the pocket. They sew up the pocket. And now if you ever want to use the pocket, you have to do what? You have to tear it open. You have to undo the sewing. Now, is that mutter on a doraisa level on Shabbos? Forget makor patish. It is makor patish. So there's a gemara in Masechet Shabbos Memches, from Makos Dav Gimel. Haposeach beis hatzavor. When they used to buy sweaters, they used to, for some reason, same thing, they used to sew up the neck hole. Why? I don't know. Same as with the pockets. So you have to tear it open. When you tear it open, is that amenas lit for? No. Is it constructive?
Yeah.
Yes. So the Gemara says, Aposei Beis Hatzavar is chayiv in Issa Doraisa. And some want to bring a raya from this that you're chayiv on a Doraisa. It's an Issa Doraisa. Why? Because it's constructive. Okay. Others want to say it's not korea, because you wouldn't be chayiv because of the other approach. It is only an Issa, it's an Issa of Makar Patish, not an Issa of korea. Okay. That's called Makar Patish. Yes. Yes. Machlok is Ritva, Rambam, Rashi. Ayin Shah. Now, Tosis is taking a position on this matter. What's the position Tosis is taking? Tosis says, Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim is just like Midi dehave akorea amenas litfor umochek amenas lichtov. Tosis is taking a position. Just like kotzer is what? Is tzarech le'etzim. What does that mean? The definition of the malacha is tzarech le'etzim. So too, you know what the definition of malacha's mochek is? The definition? Amenas. You know what the definition of korea is? Amenas. And therefore, if you do it shelo amenas, even if it's constructive, what's your worst case scenario? Issa drabanan. You're listening very carefully. There's a little symbol of Rabbi Akiva Eger over here. He says, I have a kasha that is a tzarech iyun. And Rabbi Akiva Eger says, I have no answer to this kasha. I'll blow you out of the water, kasha. He says, it's a gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuvav. Impossible to answer kasha. Tosas just said, korea is... Definition of the malacha is amenas. Really? Really? How about this? Korea al mesa. Or korea bechamosa. What's the case? Let's say you have children, God bless. Wonderful, wonderful children. But they're making you very angry. They're making a mess. They're not being quiet, they're not listening, they're making you very, very angry. And you want to impress them that you're upset. You want to instill the fear of God in them. So you take a garment out of the closet, in front of their face, making a very angry face, and essentially you say, you see this garment? This could be you. and you tear the garment in half. And you know what? After doing that, you say, wow, that felt pretty good. And your anger is assuaged. You know what the Gemara says? You did on Shabbos Chayiv. That's a tikkun. Your anger is assuaged. That's a tikkun yichayiv. Says Rav Kager, how does that work with this Tosis? Tosis requires it to be almanas lit for. That's not almanas lit for. That's case number one. Case number two, hakorea al meso. Rachman al-Tzlan, someone dies. You hear the news. Hey, a relative dies, one of the Shiva Krovim. So what mitzvah do you have?
Kriya.
So you take your garment and you tear it on Shabbos. Gemara says Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Because it's a tikkun. What's the tikkun? The mitzvah of Kriya. Are you allowed to sew up that garment? Not only are you not planning on it, it's usher to sew up the garment. So, and the Gemara says, HaKorea Ameso is Chayiv. So, as Rav Kiveger, how can Tosfos maintain Amanas? It's part of the definition of Melacha. Here we have two Amanas, here we have two Koreas that are not Amanas, impossible to agree with the Baal HaTosfos. Impossible. And what does Rav Kiveger do to answer this question? Bleibs Bitzorich In. No answer. No answer. In this context, I just want to share with you a very cool Yerushalmi. Very cool Yerushalmi. You're going to like this Yerushalmi.
I like a lot of Yerushalmi.
I know. This one you're really going to like. Yerushalmi asked a question. Following question. We know, can you be Yotzei the mitzvah of lulav with a stolen lulav?
Oh, the chazon.
Relax. No chazon. Mitzvah haba ba'aveira. No good. Matzah gzula. Mitzvah haba ba'aveira. So what about Korea b'Shabbos? You wanted to tell me that you yotze the mitzvah of Kriya, and that's a tikkun, but that's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. So why are you yotze the mitzvah? So Yerushalmi gives an answer. Very fascinating answer. Yerushalmi says there's a difference between matzah and Pesach, lulav, and Kriya. Matzah and lulav, there's a mitzvah in the chefza. There's a chefza of lulav. Lulav ha-gzula is a tainted chefza. Matzah's mitzvah is a chefza of mitzvah. Matzah gzula is tainted. Is there a chefza of mitzvah kriya, or is kriya chovas ha-gavra? Kriya is a chovas hagavra and mitzvah haba ba'avera. What it does is it taints a chefza shalitz. But it doesn't affect the kim hagavra. Okay, nice Yerushalmi, nice split. Yafeh. Imagine if Yerushalmi didn't give an answer to that question. Then Eli Rubin would be learning this Yerushalmi forever. Why? Because let's play it out. What did Yerushalmi say? We have a kasha. It's a mitzvah haba ba'avera. If it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera, will you yotze the mitzvah of Kriya?
Yeah.
No. Ah, if you're not yotze the mitzvah of Kriya, then is it a tikkun?
No.
If it's not a tikkun, then there's no chilul Shabbos. If there's no chilul Shabbos, then it's not a mitzvah haba ba'avera, and you're yotze the mitzvah. But if you yotze the mitzvah, then what? Then it's Chil Shabbos. And you will go in a circle forever. So Baruch Hashem, Yerushalmi answered the question. Okay, but I digress slightly. So Chiddush number two, Tosa says this is the definition of Malacha, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I have a kasha, what about Korei al-Meso, what about Korei b'chamos? So comes along the Kehilos Yaakov. Who wrote the Kehilos Yaakov? The Stipler Gaon. Stipler Gaon. He says, this is a bomb kasha, but I have a teretz. Fascinating teretz. Says, does Tosas hold it must be almanas by definition? Almanas lit for it? Yes, that's the definition of Malachas Korea. How come, therefore, you chai for Korea Bechamos or Korea Balmeso? So here's the Panchish. When it comes to Malachas Shabbos, Malachas Shabbos is always, always, always focused on the Totsah, the result. One of the malachos, for example, is give me a malacha. What? Kosev. What is, we learned last week, do we care about process or result by malachas kosev? You have two zions and a gag. You remove the gag of the ches to make two zions. Did you write two letters just now? You didn't write two letters. Did you produce a result of two letters? Are you chai for Kosev? Yes. Kosev does it. The Malachas Shabbos don't care about process, care about result. Follow what I'm saying? It's not about putting the ingredients together. It's about the totsa'a of a cake, of afia, of bishel, etc. Of binyan, of borer. It's totsah oriented. So says the stipler. That's true. That's the yesod. And we'll see that many, many times over. Many, many times over. But Korea, so what's the result of Korea that we're interested in? Korea amenas lit for. That's all true when the malacha is being geared towards a result. When the malacha is geared towards a result, you better gear it to the right result. And the right result is amenas lit for. But when you're angry and you're tearing that garment, what is the result that you're interested in? You're not interested in the result. You're not interested in the totsah. You don't care about the torn garment. Imagine those kids are acting up. You go to your closet and you pull out two halves of a garment. And you show them two halves of a garment. No, that's not the point. You want them to see your anger is assuaged by the maisa kriya per se. Korei al-Meso. It's about the maisa kriya per se. That's what those activities are about. Therefore, when there is a result that you're interested in, a product, when I say result, I mean a product, a cake, a cooked chicken, a ground up flour, a malacha that there's a then you better get the right result. But if the whole malacha is geared to the process itself, not result, then even Tosas would agree. You don't need amenas lit for it. You just need kriya, qua kriya. And that's what's being accomplished in Korei b'chamoso and Korei al-Meso. So how many malachas have we just kind of got a hadara of? Kotzer and the three amenas malachas. If Tosas stopped there, would I be satisfied? Very. Does Tosas stop there? I got one more for you. One more. You all like pickles? Sure you do. You have a pickle. How do you make pickles? Cucumber. Vinegar, water, stuff like that. You put the cucumber in, and you leave it sit for a week or two. Okay? Tell me how pickly you want it to be. You notice, does a pickle look like a cucumber? Well, why not? Why doesn't it look like a cucumber? So it shrinks in there and absorbs a lot of water. Becomes very, very juicy. So you pull out your pickle after a week in there. It's very juicy. You know, it's too juicy. You don't like such juicy. So what do? You take your hands and you squeeze out the juice. Squeeze out the juice. What does that look a lot like? Schita. Schita. Imagine taking a grape and squeezing out the juice for grape juice, olive for olive oil, perhaps an orange for the juice. That's called schita. You know what the Gemara says? Amazing Gemara. Gemara Masechah Shabbos says, if you take a pickle and squeeze it for the, if you squeeze it for the juice, chayiv, schita. If you squeeze it because you want a dry pickle, mutter. What should the Gemara have said? If you squeeze it for the juice, chayiv. If you squeeze it because you want a dry pickle, melacha she'ena tzricha lagufa, machlok is Rabbi Yehoshua Shimon. Classic. Gemara says you squeeze it for the juice, mutter. You know why, says Tosis? Because schita, by definition, means you're squeezing a fruit, a vegetable, whatever, because you want the liquid. That's the definition of meleches schita. That's the definition. So it's not a matter of melach shenishul gufa. That is the definition of the melach. Okay, great. So that is our overview of melach shenishul gufa. I'm going to just introduce one last thing. We're going to finish up tomorrow, and we'll get more halach lemaisa starting tomorrow. One last thing. You ready? Okay, what is a psik reish l'nichle? I forgot. Remind me. Psik reish l'nichle? What? You do a malacha. There's a unintended byproduct that's inevitable, but it doesn't benefit you. Good. What's the din? I forgot that already. Machlokes, Tosfos, and Aruch. Excellent. Excellent. How do we paskin? I'll tell you how we paskin. We paskin, machlokes tosin aruch, we paskin tosis. Psik reish l'nichle is an iser derabban. Good? Now watch this. What about a psik reish d'lo nichle? When the underlying iser is itself an iser derabban. Did that register?
Give me an example.
Want an example? Give me an example. Trapping on Shabbos. Are you allowed to trap on Shabbos?
No.
Terrible. What can't you trap on Shabbos? Animals. What kind of animal trapping is an Isser Doraisa?
Chayos.
I'll tell you what's in Doraisa. Animals. That you want to trap, that you have a use for the animal. Good? That you have a use for the animal. You want some meat, you want to trap an animal, so you can capture it. Catch a fish, that's called trapping, because you have a use for the animal. Okay? That's the melacha d'oraisa. Let's say you're trapping an animal that's not normally trapped. Do people like have any use for flies, for example? So you take a cup, you have a fly, you put the cup on the fly, you've trapped a fly. That would be an Isser D'Rabbanan. Why would that be an Isser D'Rabbanan? Because people don't really have any use for flies. That's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Good? That's trapping D'Rabbanan. You have full intention to do it, trapping D'Rabbanan. Okay, you ready? Here's the case. You are at home, Shabbos day, and your mom has a lovely cookie jar. Lovely. And you want some cookies. You go to the cookie jar, you grab some cookies. And unbeknownst to you, a or perhaps that's not a great example, but okay, we'll go with it. And there is a fly in the cookie jar. And when you put the lid back on the cookie jar, what did you effectively do? You trapped the fly. You trapped the fly. You knew the fly was there. And you trapped the fly. Did you want to trap the fly? Absolutely not. What was your kavana? You wanted to stop the 10 other flies that want to get in that jar. You wanted to stop them from coming in. That's why. But in the process, you ended up trapping a fly. Is it inevitable that when you put the lid on the jar and there's a fly inside that you're going to be trapping a fly? Pretty inevitable. Psegresha. Do you want the fly there? Yes or no? Lo nichale. Are flies normally trapped? Are flies normally trapped? Psegresha lo nichale. Where the underlying isser is an isser, the rabbanon. Am I getting too technical for you? Not at all. This happens all the time. All the time. I'm not talking about flies. You're walking on the street, and your neighbor has some kind of razzle-dazzle system where a light goes on when you pass by. Do you need the light? No. No. When you walk by, you're going to trigger that light? Yes. Sikresha. It's going to happen. You have no kavana for that. Nichale, lo nichale? Lo nichale. Lo nichale, you don't need it. Are you allowed to walk by? Let's assume that the light is a type of light that would only be nesed rabbanan. Give you another example. My first Shabbos of marriage. Special time. Actually, second. First was Shabbat Bracha, second my wife and I were home. And she says, we better say Shalom Aleichem. We sing Eish Haschayil, a very first Eish Haschayil, melodious Eish Haschayil, harmonizing, beautiful. And then she tells me, the grape juice, the wine is in the fridge. Let's do it. Let's go for it. Okay, she's very chivalrous. She goes, opens the fridge. Holy smokes. The light goes on. The light goes on. Okay. Stuff happens. Question comes up. Can we close the door? By closing the door, what are we doing? Turning off the light. Are we turning off the light? No, we're closing the door. But a byproduct of closing off the door is turning off the light. Is that the deraisa to turn off the light? Kibui of a light, it's a drabon. It's a drabon. It's probably not a goof. It's a drabon. Is it a psychration when I close the door, it's going to turn off? Nichale lo nichale. Nichale lo nichale. Lo nichale, I don't really care. A couple of cents on electric bill, no, it doesn't make a difference. Lo nichale. Psychration lo nichale, iser drabon. Can't you close the door? Not so fast. Not so fast. Simin shin yudalit. Halacha aleph. Not so fast. Mefurish and shulchan aruch. Mefurish. Psikresha to lo nichle with the underlying issues in Strabanan. Also. We'll take a look tomorrow shin yudalit. Halacha aleph. And then the question will be, what about a psikresha lo nichle with a double drabanan? That's going to be your classic case of cutting birthday cake on Shabbos through the letters. And with that introduction, then we'll start getting into malachas. Pick that up tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.